The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider owning a Cruise Planners American Express travel franchise. A low-cost, turnkey opportunity. Cruise Planners provides everything you need to grow your business right from the start. No experience is necessary. Visit cruiseplannersfranchise.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the cruise capital of the world for Cruise Shipping Miami 2013. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at cruiseradio.net.
We are broadcasting this week from the Miami Beach Convention Center at Cruise Shipping Miami, an annual cruise industry conference, meeting of the minds, if you will.
This year, we'll be talking to the CEO of MSC Cruises, Rick Sasso, also CEO Charlie Robertson of American Cruise Lines. He'll be stopping by. They just launched the Queen of the Mississippi, the 150-guest paddle wheeler on the Mississippi River year-round. We'll also hear what it's hot in the family travel sector with Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Teresa Norton Masick, editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine, is with us.
Love them both. Mm-hmm. Love them all. But first, Stuart, you are the cruise guys here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Very good. We were lucky to take part in the State of the Industry address with all the big presidents and CEOs of all the major cruise lines. And it's kind of comforting to know that we're on the right track when we hear some of the topics discussed. It's things we've talked about on Cruise Radio.
Well, that's why the listeners keep coming back. So they're always in the know of what's going on. And it has been great. People are very comfortable with what's going on in the industry, and the executives have essentially just, reinforced a lot of what we've been discussing over the past several weeks.
One of the things they kicked off was talking about Carnival Triumph. And my question to you, Stuart, is in the wake of Carnival Triumph and with norovirus on Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas, has that put any dent on consumers, or made any hesitation on their part to book?
The good news is that they haven't, and the price is actually still ahead of last year on many of sailings, but bookings even into what we're into the last part of the wave season have been very strong. We're not seeing heavy discounting. Some reports that Carnival came out with a sale to deal with Triumph, but I quickly pointed out that there were seven other cruise lines that were offering the same exact offer and that had been in place for weeks before. So there's no panic pricing going on at this point, which is really showing how resilient the industry is and how well they're able to hold the prices. But we're also seeing more people that are going. And when you're dealing with norovirus, it's funny that when you look at at this point, the reported cases of norovirus in 2013 is well below what it was in 2012. But it's also important to understand that, another fact, Queen Elizabeth II in England was just hospitalized a week ago with norovirus. Huh. And she was not on a cruise. I mean, here in the United States, 21 million people are reported to have norovirus annually. It's the stomach flu. We all get it at one point. It's not a big deal when you're talking 108 people over the course of 9 days with almost 3,000 people aboard. It's really not that big a deal. The good thing is that the cruise lines do respond. They do know how to handle it. This is something that is brought on by other passengers, and not one ship has ever been cited as far as having contaminated food or water, and that's very important for people to understand.
Let's do a lightning round here on a couple of the reveals this week with Princess Cruise Lines and Norwegian Cruise Lines. Let's start off with Princess Cruise Lines. They did some reveals yesterday for the upcoming Royal Princess.
They repeated a lot of stuff that we knew a few weeks ago. One of my favorite, which debuted in 2004 on Caribbean Princess, they are going to have a monster LED video screen, which, as we know, that is prevalent.
Yeah, 30% larger, they said.
On so many cruise ships. But for a lot of the wine lovers, they're not going to just have a wine bar. What they're going to have is they're going to have a collection of super Tuscan wines. They're going to have the largest complimentary pizza restaurant at sea. So it's not just, come and get your pizza. They're going to have seating available for 121 people. Wow. Now, when you go on, with all the cruises that we've all been on together, rarely is there seating for maybe 10 or 15 people. Mm-hmm. But this is a restaurant that's going to have room for 121 people to be seated to have these incredible pizzas. And, Princess, with their Italian lineage, they have unbelievable pizzas. And, you know, I mean, the concierge lounges for the suites, the Royal Indulgence package, which, I mean, I know that I looked at you and you and I both had our mouth wide open.
Yeah.
$3,000 a person for this Royal Indulgence package for up to four people, which is going to give you, you know, your own little cabana area with all kinds of food and stuff. And we're like, well, it's going to be pretty amazing to justify $3,000.
More than food for $3,000.
And, you know, on Ruby Princess, you know, the Wheelhouse pub, you know, the daily pub lunch was so popular that they offered it a couple times on all sea days. They're going to have it on Royal. The pool deck's going to be amazing. But the point is, this is really going to be a great ship.
Also this morning announced with Norwegian Cruise Lines Getaway, what they're going to have,
The Illusionarium.
Was there that many reveals today with the upcoming Norwegian Getaway?
Well, it's going to be similar. I mean, the ship is going to be essentially structurally the same as Breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so we saw more of the water slides and some more of what the interior of the ship's going to look like. But they're also going to have the Illusionarium, which is going to be taking the place of the Big Top. They do a great job with the entertainment, but it is important to understand that this is actually a specialty restaurant that puts on a show, and they're just, you know, going in another, you know, in another direction to provide more options for their passengers and provide a, you know, some very unique experiences.
I've got to say, I know we're going to see it in a couple of months anyways on Norwegian Breakaway, but the free fall water slide, that looks cool, where the floor drops out underneath you and you zoom down the slide. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, at different water parks around the country. I mean, they have
on a cruise ship. You got to admit that's cool on a cruise ship.
It's going to be great.
Well, let's go hit more of the exhibitors and see the floor and all the speakers here at Cruise Shipping Miami 2013. Stuart, you're on the Cruise Guy as always. Thank you, man.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.
Cruise Radio News now trending at cruiseradio.net. This is Cruise Radio.
Everybody has a story. And cruise planners, American Express Travel, loves to hear them. Beth Edwards was a busy mom who found a way to combine her love of travel with more family time.
I was really looking for a business that would allow me to continue traveling because I love to travel, and then also allow me some time to stay home with my children, with my family a little bit more. And my husband and I did some research and chose Cruise Planners because we just couldn't stop hearing enough good things about it, and really trusted the American Express brand, and really having a great time so far. Looking forward to learning and seeing more.
So, what's your story? Discover the fun, flexible, home-based franchise that's been voted number one in travel by Entrepreneur Magazine for 10 years in a row. Visit cruiseplannersfranchise.com or call 888-582-2150. For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
Inside the Miami Beach Convention Center, this is Cruise Radio.
So nice to run into Teresa Norton Masick, editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine, here at Cruise Shipping Miami 2013.
Hey, great to see you, Matt.
What do you think of CSM so far?
Well, it's as busy as always. Yeah. I've got Band-Aids and blisters on my feet, but, you know, a lot of walking, seeing everybody in the cruise industry all at once.
Well, for those who can't see, Doug is rubbing her feet right now. We want to talk about 20 things you don't know about Royal Princess, and just to highlight a few of them for us.
Well, the Royal Princess is the new ship, new generation ship coming from Princess Cruises. It's going to enter service in June. And they had a little press conference yesterday to highlight a lot of the new and interesting things. And there were some really cool things. The one that appeals to me most is new stateroom TV programming on demand. Popular TV shows, popular movies that have just come out recently. You know, so when you have a few minutes alone in your room, you can kick back, turn the TV on, and there will be something on.
Well, there's a couple of other cool features here. They have some, like, four new production shows coming on the ship. A T. Sommelier, am I saying that right?
Yes.
A T. Sommelier.
Very good, Doug.
Yeah, the classes are really paying off. A couple things that you thought were cool as well, Teresa, was the daily pub lunch. Now, is that not normal every single day?
No, it's not normal, and it's I just like pubs. I can't help it.
We all do.
And we all do. Yeah, I know you do. So it's fun, you know, but on days at sea, they started offering a while ago where they would have a pub lunch, you know, the typical things, fish and chips that, you know, or plowman's lunch, which is like a sandwich and cheese and things like that. They're expanding that. They're going to be offering that more often in the Wheelhouse Bar. It's going to be offered on all sea days now instead of just some sea days. And on port days, they're just going to have fish and chips in the plowman's lunch.
I got to say, because I'm a tech geek, I love this next thing they have here, Teresa, the mobile cruise information internet.
Yeah, that is very cool, too. Because of the technology, they have a shipboard intranet, and you'll be able to access it from your own phone or iPad.
Free.
It's free, and it has all the information. You can check your own account to see how much you spent in the bar the night before. You can look at that day's newsletter to see what's going on when and where. So that's a cool innovation.
Port information, weather, all kind of cool stuff like that. And we're just going through the list here. They have a concierge lounge for suites, which is a first, I think, for Princess, correct?
Other cruise lines do have that first for Princess, though.
This kind of stuck out to me, the Royal Indulgent Package, which has a cabana in the sanctuary on the ship, but it's like almost $3,000.
But for that, you get all-day massages and, you know, privacy, which is important to some people. You know, it's all-day massages, as I said, and gourmet food, beverages. You know, I'm sure it's going to be a pretty lavish package.
Hanging with Teresa Norton Masick here at CSM. It's always good to see you, my dear.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
President and CEO of MSC Cruises, Rick Sasso, is here with us. Welcome to Cruise Radio, Rick.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Do you prefer Rick or Richard?
Oh, everyone calls me Rick, so let's stick with that.
All right. Ricky, nothing, not so much.
Anything you want.
You've been doing this a while.
About 41 years now.
With all the technological advancements in every way, in every advancement, does convenience come, or does that just make more headaches?
No, it's convenience. I mean, there are certainly the guest experience is the first priority. So what we want to do is, as we start to look forward, what are guests going to want out of a cruise ship, out of a cruise destination? And we look at that way in advance when we're building ships. It takes 3 years to design and build a ship. So you really have to be ahead of the curve. And I think MSC has done a good job anticipating what the guest needs may be going forward. What activities do they want? What variety do they want? What quality do they want? What kind of hardware are they going to appreciate? And I think when you do that correctly, you're really giving the guest an incredible product.
MSC Divina is going to be homeported in Miami later this season. That's got to be exciting.
Well, we're very happy. We've been in South Florida now for 9 years, and we've expanded each and every year, and we've grown our market here in North America. Americans are loving MSC, so we decided to bring our largest, newest ship here to South Florida in November, and that's already getting a lot of attention because it's also a ship that has the Yacht Club, which is this concept we developed, ship within a ship. And I think the guests are now really starting to pay a little more attention to MSC as a brand, but looking forward to the Divina coming here as a spectacular new arrival in this market.
Tell us more about that Yacht Club.
Well, the Yacht Club, it was conceived by us back in 2008, and we started to consider some way to deliver this luxury product, but keep all the bells and the whistles for the for those guests to also have something special, just not just luxury, but also all the variety. So we took an enclave of three special decks forward, totally exclusive to those guests. There's 69 suites there. Has its own a deck with swimming pool and jacuzzis and grill, has its own dining room for the yacht club. It has its own big, huge lounge with panoramic views over the bow of the vessel, has its own access to the spa, butler service, concierge service, all-inclusive component where the drinks and things are part of the program. And it's really pampering from the moment they arrive at the terminal that the butler is greeting those guests, taking them to their own check-in area, concierge area, and the rest of the cruise is totally inclusive for them. And then they have the best of both worlds because the big showroom, the big casinos, and all the other venues of the ship are at their footstep.
What's MSC Cruises doing to accommodate North American cruisers?
Well, we are a Mediterranean cruise line. We think we offer guests the best of both worlds. They get to cruise in the Caribbean, as an example, and also experience a Mediterranean flavor. We are a privately owned company, an Italian company that offers, I think, what is probably the industry's finest onboard product in terms of guest experience. So they get to interact with a lot of guests from around the world, but at the same time, the product, the food, the services are really all something special. So it's not run-of-the-mill in any respect, and it's certainly something that adds a greater value to the cruise dollar for the guests that choose MSC.
The expansion of cruise ships has been pretty aggressive for MSC Cruises. What's next?
Well, we're looking at another design, a future design. So we've already delivered 10 new ships in the last 10 years, and there's probably going to be more on the horizon. We're now looking at new designs and talking to shipyards about building those kind of ships. And now that we've been the fastest growing cruise line in the history of cruising, we're the third largest cruise line in the world. I believe right now we actually have the youngest fleet in the industry, and we're not going to stop with that because people are starting to acclimate to us, and I think our expansion will go more global, South America, Asia, South Africa, Mediterranean, Caribbean. We've added a second ship in the Caribbean just this season, and that's also been a home run for us. So you're going to see a lot more MSC around.
Excellent. CEO of MSC Cruises, Rick Sasso, thank you so much for being with us on Cruise Radio.
It's always great. Thank you.
Stream us worldwide on our free iPhone app. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your app store.
Joining us now on Cruise Radio is Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Nancy, welcome to Cruise Radio. Great seeing you.
It's always great to be here.
For someone like yourself, what does Cruise Shipping Miami bring to you?
Cruise Shipping Miami has been fantastic for me this year because it's an opportunity for me to catch up on what the latest trends are, what's going on in the industry, and to meet one-on-one with some of the leaders in each of the cruise lines to find out what they're doing, specifically new programs, new ships that they have coming out, what's great for family and multi-generational travelers this year. So it's really an opportunity to be on the cutting edge of what's going on in the cruise industry.
Nancy, Christine Duffy yesterday at the State of the Industry address said that multi-generational cruising is huge.
And Matt, it's only going to get to be bigger because it's a situation where grandparents, this is a great opportunity for grandparents to connect with their children and grandchildren all in one place. And if you think of the fact that 77 million Americans are going to be turning 65 in the next 18 years, and they really want to create memories with their families, this is going to be an amazing opportunity for the cruise industry to really fulfill the hopes and dreams of these people who want to travel together. So this is a huge travel trend. We're going to be seeing more of this. In addition, there are additional travel trends that are going on because parents who have traveled with their children all the way through the year of 18, they want to keep traveling with their young adult children. So what we're seeing on cruise lines now, too, is parents who are traveling not just with kids and teenagers, but with young adults as well. That's another huge travel trend for the cruise industry.
Are we seeing destinations becoming more family-friendly?
Ports are becoming much more family-friendly because they understand that more families and multi-generational groups are coming to the ports. So they're trying to create things for families to do and also showcase the opportunities that families have. In addition, the cruise lines are coming up with shore excursions that are perfect for families. So they're very, very family-friendly, both in terms of timing and what they visit. So yes, absolutely.
Nancy Schroeder, Family Travel Network, thank you as always.
Thank you so much for being here.
Joining us now is the President and CEO of American Cruise Lines, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Robertson, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yep,
glad to be here.
Very good. Last year launched Queen of the Mississippi, one of the first paddle wheelers on the Mississippi in over a decade. Are you seeing a lot of interest?
We are. It's been a great success. Very gratifying. In fact, we're building another one right now.
A big focus is on the Queen of the Mississippi, but you have ships all over North America, right?
We do. The entire East Coast, Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, Columbian Snake River, and the entire Mississippi River system.
What seems to be the general consensus about Queen of the Mississippi from guests?
It's a much better vessel than any that's ever operated on the Mississippi River before. There's larger staterooms, it's single-seat dining, it's very elegant, but at the same time it's casual. Very large staterooms, all have private balconies, most of them have sliding glass doors, a lot of things that have never been on a riverboat before in the United States.
CEO of American Cruise Lines, Charlie Robertson, thank you so much for spending time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Vicki Garcia is the Chief Operating Officer of Cruise Planners American Express. She's here with us now. Vicki, nice to finally meet you in person.
I know, right? Finally.
We've spoken on the phone. You've been on the show before. Welcome back to Cruise Radio. A popular question we get from our listeners is, where are people cruising to?
You know, it's funny. Obviously, it starts off with Caribbean. I think everyone kind of takes your starter cruise in the Caribbean or Bahamas. But we're seeing a lot of pickup in Alaska, and even Europe is coming back. Where Europe was soft for us last year, we're seeing a lot of people wanting to go to Europe. Cruise lines are coming out with some great air deals, which is really cool. So it makes it, you know, really a great value way to see Europe.
We spoke with American Cruise Lines earlier in the show. Are you seeing a trend in river cruising?
We're seeing phenomenal growth in river cruising. I mean, on the American side, as well as obviously in Europe, we just have seen triple-digit growth. I mean, we're looking at 300% increase year over year of our business in river cruising.
Online, it's just information overload, and it just the market seems to be oversaturated with deals, deals, deals. What's the best place for someone to start when they're researching booking their cruise?
Obviously, I'm going to say with a travel agent, but here I'll tell you why. I mean, I spent many years working for the cruise lines. Mm-hmm. They know one product, they're going to push their product. Talk to a travel professional, travel advisor. They're going to guide you on what you want for your travel. So what are your interests, Matt? And they get to know you as a customer and say, oh, he's going to love river cruising because of this, not just because that's just a high ticket item. So I think talk to someone that can consult you on your interest. If someone tries to sell you something right off the bat, they're not getting to know you. So talk to someone that wants to get to know what you like to do, where you like to where you like to go, where you went on your last vacation, and then find the product that matches you. Mm-hmm. I'm going on a river cruise next month. Next week myself. I never thought that would be for me. Now I've gone. Now I can talk to you about it. I bet you, I can find the right person for it. So don't go online. You can do some research online, but talk to someone that wants to talk to you to get to know you.
This is why she's Chief Operating Officer of Cruise Planners American Express Travel. Vicki Garcia, thank you so much for being with us. That's going to do it. Special thanks to Buck Banks, or as I like to call him, Buck Bowtie Banks.
Yes, that would work.
And all the hardworking folks over at Newman PR for putting up with all of our requests this week. Yeah, I could go for another $12 Bud Light and a $50 bag of air.
Yeah, it's expensive to drink, park, and stay down here, but it's been a great week.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studios at the Miami Beach Convention Center, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.